Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Terry Pauling about the banners installed on the Indianola downtown square fence.
Earlier this year, and I think all the way back when the construction started on the courthouse, there was a plan to kind of make it look a little bit better and also provide a chance to tell the story of Warren County a little bit. So talk about the beginnings of this project and how it became about.
Well, in 2018, I had an opportunity to go to Toronto, Canada for a meeting. And while I was there, I met a couple who had been crewing on the same balloon that I crewed on in the 2018 Balloon Classic. And at the end of my conference, I called them and they graciously came to my, picked me up from my hotel, and we did a tour of, a walking tour actually, of Toronto on a Saturday morning. And then they eventually took me to a place called Graffiti Alley. And this is a place that basically it's an alley. It's got one, two, and three story buildings on each side of it. And it's seven blocks long, and they've approved artists the ability to go out there and put their work on those buildings. And what amazed me is somebody's vision can take a picture in their mind and draw it on a three-story building and how well it looks. And well, when they put the fence up around the construction site, and there's black fabric on there, and it's basically set up for protection of the public during the construction process, started to hear grumblings about the ugly black fence and how it didn't look good. And I thought, well, if we added some color to that, if we had some artists who would be willing to put their art on that fence, then we could actually do something positive for our community. So I went in front of the Warren County Board of Supervisors last November, and they granted my request to be able to do that. And so through the winter, we were waiting and trying to process how we're going to get this done, and finally created a policy. And after the fence was moved back out into the street in late March, early April, I received permission to go ahead from the construction company and install those banners. And Saturday morning was our first opportunity to put the first banners up. All seven of those banners, actually all eight of those banners, are from the various Warren County hometown pride groups in our county. There's banners there from Cumming and Hartford and Norwalk and Carlisle and New Virginia and Indianola. And we're working for more, looking for more. I can want to put banners all the way around the square and bring color to it. So we're looking for individuals who'd be willing to design a banner, submit it to the Warren County Hometown Pride Group, and once it's approved, then we'll get those banners created and installed on the fence. And in order to submit, you can go to WarrenCountyHometownPride.com, and there's links on that page that you can find the forms necessary to submit your designs. And we're asking people to incorporate something about Warren County history. We know we've got over 170 years of history in this county, and there's lots of things that we can celebrate. So they're going to see a lot of different things on the banners and a lot of color, and I'm looking forward to continuing with the project.
What does it mean to be able to kind of tell the story of Warren County, show the history on, and basically turn a negative of this black fence where we used to have a courthouse into a positive?
I'm kind of a history buff, so it's one of those things where you look back over time and see the things that have changed. And you know, when this country was settled, it was everything was by covered wagon, and there were no trains, there were no airports, there weren't, transportation was by foot and horseback. And so look at what the difference is today and look at the changes that we've seen in just the last 15 years when it comes to technology. And so by being able to add some color to our community while this building is being built, just seems like a small thing that we can do to help bring some positive message to the community and to our county.
Well, and one final time, how could people go take a look at the banners? Where are they at right now?
Right now, the first ones were installed on the southeast corner of the square, across the street from Paige Turner's and the jewelry shop here in town. And so by driving by slowly, you can see those banners, and we will continue to move around the square as we get more designs approved. What I am doing, though, is on the corners, reserve the corners for events. And you'll notice on the northeast corner of the square, there is one banner there for Norwalk Music Fest in September. And between the chamber here in Indianola and the chambers around the county, there'll be a place for events to be monitored and to be advertised from time to time. And so as those events, of course, expire, the banner can be taken down and replaced with something else. So that's our goal anyway, is to help communicate some of our history to the people who live here, and also to give people something good to feel good about.
Once again, that was Terry Pauling discussing the banners on the Indianola Downtown Square fence. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.